good evening, Musa. Good evening to yourself and to all the listeners of Vice FM in the province.
Yeah,
and
just
of course there are other provinces as well.
Without a doubt. Just last week, I mean, we didn't know whether we are talking to you or not, because obviously we're all in limbo waiting for the national leadership of the ANC Women's League to appoint, obviously, this new leadership that is somewhat going to lead the provincial task team. Talk us through around then the purpose of this task team. We know that previously they had a different mandate, but our view is that every time there is somewhat a task team, it is to convene conference. But talk us through around the mandate and what seems to be the marching directives of this provincial task team.
If you remember our first interview with the ANC Women's League last year, when we came to Rise FM, we spoke and indicated that we have been given a term of office of 9 months as the African National Congress Women's League in the province. And part of the responsibility that was given to us, it was to rally and organize women behind the banner and vision of the ANC. But more importantly, it was to ensure that women of the province, they go out and they vote for the African National Congress. And I think we have shown our strength as the ANC Women's League. And this was, of course, proven by the president of the ANC, Obasi Ramaphosa, when he indicated in January that he's happy and satisfied by the work that is being done by the Women's League, because we were on the ground. So our term of office in that particular 9 months was very clear. We was not supposed to disturb the elections, but to ensure that our push is towards ensuring that women in their numbers, they go out and vote for the African National Congress. We have achieved that particular aspect.
Mm.
Now, two, coming to this one of the appointment of the PTT. Now, in its meeting of the 27th and 28th of July, the NEC, which you remember that the National Executive Committee is, of course, the highest structure of the ANC between the national conferences, and, of course, has the authority to lead the organization and subject, of course, to the provisions of the Constitution, then decided to appoint a new task team. This, of course, is in line with rule number 11 on the powers of the NEC 11.2.4, importantly, which gives us 9 months in office. So they've given us this particular task team 9 months, one, to look at the health of the organization, to look at the membership of the Women's League by ensuring that we make sure that we have structures on the ground. After we've developed the structures on the ground, we are then able to develop our own guidelines that will push us towards the direction of ensuring that we have our regional and our provincial conference. Without, of course, not forgetting our core mandate of the Women's League, which is to look at issues of women in the province, to look at issues of gender-based violence and femicide, to look at the issues of HIV and AIDS. Those are also going to be part of our programs as the Women's League as we move in this journey of 9 months in office.
Yeah, quite interesting. Lerato, there's something you said, right? Health of the organization, but I think we'll park that for now. Mm-hmm. I want us to focus on the women issues. Among the many other tasks, why you exist as the Women's League is to look at issues that affect women. And one of those issues are rape. And when you look at the number of sexual offenses or, sexual assault in the province, where it's prevalent currently among three police stations is the Kapogweni, Pinar, and Mkhondo. Those municipalities that are affected are led by women who are members of the ANC Women's League. What seems to be, the exchange of notes among the organization to say, because that is somewhat of a phenomenon of society, but largely is affecting, the tenure and the leadership of the women. Of the women that are deployed there by the ANC, but more so who are members of the ANC Women's League.
Yeah, let me just indicate that, that the issues of rape and gender-based violence and femicide do not only become issues of women alone. It's a societal issue.
I agree.
It's issues that affect both women and men. In actual fact, it's the men that should be in the forefront of leading and ensuring that we protect our women and children in societies that we live in. So the women mayors that we have in the current municipalities that you've just mentioned, they are definitely doing their best. However, we need society to come into the space to assist us, because in as much as we can have the police in place to ensure that they provide the safety of women, but the men in our society themselves, they need to change the mindset in terms of how they look at women.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to have a conversation with our male counterparts or even men themselves to sit in a forum to say, my daughter, you're better. What is it that we are doing to protect our women in the communities that we live in? Because some of the women, they are our sisters, they are our children, you know. So the issue of gender-based violence, femicide, and rape does not only affect the women, but it also affects the males in our communities.
Yeah.
So the current executive mayors that are appointed by the ANC, they are trying the 11th best. That's why they're having different forums in the communities that they live in to address issues of gender-based violence. I think you have seen now in August, as we're leaving the month of August, of just yesterday now, we have seen in most municipalities, they're currently doing different programs to address the issue of gender-based violence and femicide and rape.
Sure.
That is the scope that the current leadership that we're currently having is making sure that it's going in line with what the president has indicated on the fight that we're currently having on issues of gender-based violence, femicide and rape. But I reiterate, and the stance that we're taking as a Women's League is that it cannot be only an issue of women.
Yeah.
Women are not raping themselves. It's our male counterparts that are raping us. So we need to have a broader conversation with our male brothers. Our brothers, our fathers, our cousins, our uncles, they need to protect us.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about gender parity then. It seems to be a debate among the ANC, more so among the corners of women, when women are not largely well represented. You look, for instance, I mean, a debate that we had now is around the executive, and I'm glad the premier has since amended. But in municipalities, that seems to be an issue where you've got about more male executive mayors than the females currently in the setup of the province. And I'm not, well, the last I count, I lost count now in the legislature how many women are there. But even when I counted before, there was seemingly an unbalanced number based on the unevenness of the number itself of the seats that the ANC have. But let's talk out largely and broadly about gender parity. How concerned are you as women in the ANC? And are you finding, or are your voices finding resonance with the currently established leadership of the PEC?
Well, thank you very much, Musa. Let me just start by indicating that as the African National Congress Women's League in Mpumalanga, we would like to commend the African National Congress in the province for addressing our concerns as the Women's League and finally implementing, you know, the contents of the ANC MEC resolution to balance the provincial executive with the 60-40 principle where, of course, the premier of the province is male, which in our case is the Honorable Mandla Ndlovu, or Comrade Mandla Ndlovu. So we welcome the inclusion of our provincial convener, Umamleya Mabuza, for her appointment, of course, and also all other women who are part of the executive, because this is a resolution that is made towards a steady advance for the total liberation and emancipation of women in our province. So we are currently satisfied as the Women's League, and we appreciate that the ANC is an ANC that is able to listen to women and to listen to the cries of women and also to ensure that they emancipate the women. So in our province, in Mpumalanga, I think for now, in the executive, we are happy and satisfied with the women. Now, moving towards 2026, because remember, elections, they come every 5 years. We are going now to go and start the process for the local government elections. And even there, we are going to make sure, as the Women's League, that we continue to engage the ANC to ensure that they recognize women, they include women, not just women as speakers, but also as mayors. So it's one of the tasks that we're currently having as the Women's League, not just at provincial level, but even at national level. Because you must bear in mind, Musa, the issue of the 50-50 principle, it's a policy of the ANC to make sure that women, they find expression in the ANC, and you know, also in the structures of the African National Congress, especially in the executive. So we are satisfied with the province, and we are happy that the ANC that we're currently having is an ANC that is able to listen to us and the plea of women. However, we are also saying that moving to 2026, the same must also apply for all other women as well.
Yeah. Lastly, Lerato, before I let you go, when are you going on conference? I ask this question because we have seen every member of the ANC Women's League PTT who has been appointed there. It's either they get a promotion while they are still on a PTT. I mean, for instance, we'll make a case. Lydia Murongan, when she was leading the PTT, she was promoted to Parliament. I mean, now obviously she's the member of the, I mean, she's the executive mayor of Pushbakreach. But before, she was promoted while she was leading the ANC Women's League to Parliament. You look at Chester Seidel and Umam Kathy simultaneously, when they were both leading in the previous appointment of the PTT, they both went to the legislature. So it seems as if the PTTs are now used as a vehicle to get into positions of power. And without the conference, that is somewhat difficult then to somewhat mitigate. But when are you going then on conference?
Well, Musa, let me start by correcting the assumption that you are currently making, that in order for you to rise in the echelons of the African National Congress, you need to be a PTT member, which is incorrect. These women that you mentioned, they are members of the African National Congress with the full paid up membership. They participate in the structures of the African National Congress, not only in the Women's League. They have every right to be elected, to be nominated by branches of the African National Congress. So it would be incorrect for us to say, purely on the basis that, for example, our former convener, Mamkete Dlamini, purely on the basis of the Women's League, she was then appointed to become an MEC of the cabinet. That is incorrect. They are all members of the ANC, and they have a right to participate in the structures and be elected and be nominated by the structures of the African National Congress. But coming to your question on when are we going to go to conference, we will definitely go to a conference once we have certified ourselves that our membership is in check. Remember, I indicated earlier on when we started this that the SG of the African National Congress Women's League, they gave us some marching orders. Marching orders were one of them is to make sure that we have got a full membership of the Women's League. We are able to check who are these members of the Women's League, number one. How many branches do we have? Before you can actually say which you qualify to have a conference, there are certain processes that you have to undergo, then certify yourself, develop also the guidelines, then submit it for the NEC. I indicated that the highest decision-making body is the NEC of the NCMC. After we have certified all of that, then the NEC will then be able to say, yes, as Mpumalanga, you are ready to go to a conference. As Mpumalanga, we have branches in place. That you have constituted constitutionally, that you are ready to go to a conference. So once you have certified that, I naksasa confirm. But as long as we have branches in good standing, that we definitely go to a conference.
Without a doubt, Lerato, let's park it there for this evening. I really appreciate you and you making time.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Musa. Good night.
Really appreciate you. Additional member of the PTT, that's the Provincial Task Team of the ANC Women's League. The bigger question is, when are they going on conference? It's been a while since the ANC Women's League has had a fully fledged structure elected by the people. It's often than not that they are appointed by the mother structure. And yeah, when are they going on conference? That's among the